harmony. It might be defined as finding peace with oneself and one another. That's what the people who established the town of Harmony were looking for. And for the most part, they achieved their dream far better than the rest of the world. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. The town of New Harmony, Indiana, traces its foundings to 1814.
We call them the Harmonists because they were members of the Harmony Society. But many people here in New Harmony call them Rappites, because George Rapp was their leader.
Mary Griggs shares the story from historic New Harmony, Indiana. About 800 people shared in a communal colony of 20,000 acres. Their leader, George Rapp, broke from the German Lutheran Church and considered himself a prophet.
After they had been here for 10 years, they produced so many things. They were shipping so many of their products back to the eastern markets. They decided they needed to be on a larger river route.
They moved back to the Pittsburgh area and established the town of Economy, Pennsylvania.
When they left, they did a very unusual thing. They sold their entire town to Robert Owen from New Lanark, Scotland.
The Harmonist Granary and two of their large dormitories remain, plus many other buildings. You can also see the two towns in Pennsylvania they built.
There are no longer any Harmonists. They adopted celibacy, and eventually they died out. About 1905 was the last year of the Harmonists.
But as Mary mentioned, this town was sold to a new group of settlers. And that part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In New Harmony, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.